Keebler Elves, the Geico Gecko, and the best healthcare plan ever are all examples of advertising myths used to promote goods, services, and political candidates. Today, I add one more myth. That addition is the myth of the bootstrapper, the self-made man who starts from the most oppressive of circumstances and then, using only his own resources, pulls himself up by the bootstraps to become a legendary success. The bootstrapper myth is a man's story. No women allowed here. The myth is steeped in rugged individualism. On the surface, it exalts the individual who possesses the traits of hard work, toughness, ingenuity, perseverance, and tenacity. Now, don't get me wrong. All of these are admirable qualities, and they all contribute to the success enjoyed by any individual in our society. But if you take a close look at the bootstrapper myth, you come to a different truth, a darker truth. Think about when we are made audience to the telling of this myth. This myth is most often told from the political stump, and it serves a threefold purpose. First, it informs the audience of the exalted status of the candidate who is the subject of the myth, and suggests that we forgive his shortcomings because, as a bootstrapper, he is cut from a different cloth than mere common folk. Secondly, those bootstraps are turned into belt straps and used to flog the opponent, identifying that opponent as a person not possessing these exalted traits at all, or not possessing them to the same degree as our golden candidate. But it is the third effect of the myth that is most subtle and nefarious, because it requires that each of us bring our own sense of inadequacy to the telling. It depends on each of us hearing of the bootstrapper's achievements and then finding ourselves lacking in comparison. This third effect taps into our vulnerability and shame. There are few who have not consumed one or both of these poisons to self-esteem, and the bootstrapper candidate is all too willing to wield his story as a weapon to convince us that only through him and him alone can we vicariously experience a measure of that exalted status ourselves. All that is demanded is our submission. The bootstrapper myth is an isolating one. It is anti-community because it does not recognize the contributions of others. The myth is also the root story for the evil myth of the master class, which itself is the root of the practice of othering, making those who are different less. One of the aspects of the Amish culture that has always impressed me is the practice of barn raising. There, the entire community comes together to build the frames, put up the walls, install the floors and roof of a huge barn. It is both a purposeful and festive gathering, and it is the perfect symbolism for how society is supposed to work, a lot like our kitchen. We don't hear of times when a barnstorming was held and the community participated that a barn failed to be raised. The community is resilient in that it is not important to the Amish who gets credit for their efforts. What is important is that the barn gets raised. The bootstrapper's myth is fiction. Great achievements are never attained alone. We live in an interdependent world. Nothing is accomplished solo. What kind of salesman has no customer? What kind of fighter has no foe? What kind of lover cares not for their partner? Indeed, what kind of candidate can win without a constituency? Use your unique talents to achieve your desired purposes, but recognize that you may need to borrow your neighbor's toolbox. You may need to lean on a brother when you face illness or physical handicap. A personal story, because my father died of esophageal cancer, my doctor told me to get and an endoscopy to check my own esophageal health. I needed a driver and companion to go to Palo Alto to accompany me to the procedure. The first two people I asked were working, and I hesitatingly asked my always busy, self-made brother as a last result. I was surprised when he immediately said yes. I told him I would make an appointment and let him know. And when I failed to confirm an appointment in the next 2 days, I started getting reminder calls from my always busy, self-made brother. On one call, I thanked him for his persistence, and he said, "We can't lose another one. We're all we got." And I knew he was referring to my older brother who passed last year. Ultimately, my wife grew impatient with the scheduling limbo, and we as a team left multiple messages and got the procedure scheduled on a day she could accompany me. What I am trying to say with this story is that you are not alone, and life is a team sport. Being part of that beloved team lets you know that you matter, that you have not traveled through life without touching some folks and being touched by them. Thank you for welcoming me to this team, this beloved community, and blessed be.